Hello and welcome to day 340 of the Cold War Minute. I am your host, David Garrett. Today is May 6th, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1954, Roger Bannister becomes the first person to run the mile in under 4 minutes. In 1960, more than 20 million viewers watched the first televised royal wedding when Princess Margaret marries Anthony Armstrong Jones at Westminster Abbey. In 1972, Deniz Gezmiz, Yusuf Aslam, and Hüseyin İnan are executed in Ankara, Turkey for attempting to overthrow the constitutional order. In 1981, a jury of architects and sculptors unanimously select Maya Ying Lin's design for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial from 1,421 other entries. In 1983, the Hitler diaries are revealed as a hoax after examination by experts. And from the History.com website, and on this day in 1982, in an event steeped in symbolism, former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev reviews the Cold War in a speech at Westminster College in Fulton, Missouri, the site of Winston Churchill's, quote, Iron Curtain, end quote, speech 46 years before. Gorbachev mixed praise for the end of the Cold War with some pointed criticisms of United States policy. In the speech, Gorbachev declared that the end of the Cold War was the shattering of the vicious circle into which we had driven ourselves, and a victory for common sense, reason, democracy, and human values. Again, that was from the History.com website. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, May 6th. I am David Guerra. Until tomorrow, goodbye.